Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
A bride-to-be has left people divided, according to the internet, after trying to come up with a solution for her bridesmaids who were both due to give birth not long before her adult-only wedding. Now, the bride is insisting on having no children at the wedding, but has tried to come up with a helpful workaround so that her bridesmaids can still enjoy the wedding while their kids are nearby. But one isn't having any of it. Nope. The woman wrote in a now-deleted post on Reddit as follows. Okay, need some help here. Totally irritated and not sure what to do. I have two women in my bridal party that are due. One is a month before and the other is due 2.5 months. They have known before being pregnant that the event was adult only. And I told them that my fiancé and I will pay for a sitter for the 5 hours during the ceremony and reception while still being at the venue. The bride insists this will ensure that both babies are fully looked after and are still within the same building if either of the bridesmaids want to check on them at any time. One of them, she says, doesn't seem willing to have a stranger basically just watch as they check on their babies as they please. So, I mean, look, I'm looking at some of the comments on this online. It seems like a perfectly reasonable suggestion, I suppose, that she's getting somebody to mind their children because she doesn't want children at the wedding. And one person comment, regarding this sitter, you don't leave newborns with strangers. Also, if either of the new mums is breastfeeding, 5 hours is too much hassle going back and forward. They can always express, couldn't they? Anyway, especially with wearing fancy bridesmaids' clothes that aren't easy to get in and out of. However, another person pointed out that it didn't mean that the bride was annoyed at her bridesmaid. She simply didn't want children at her wedding and was trying to find a kind of workaround. Now, this is quite common nowadays, by the way. Very common. That children shouldn't be at weddings. And I kind of agree with it. I have to be honest. Children shouldn't be at weddings. They shouldn't. It's not a place for a child. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. But in this circumstance where she wants these two women to be her bridesmaids and both have babies, what is she going to do? How would you feel if you had a child-only wedding and somebody arrived with a child? And said, oh, I'm sorry, I had to bring them. I'm not one to mind them. What am I going to do? Let me know what you do. Well, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Is there anything wrong with not allowing children to attend a wedding? That's the point I'm making. Some people think that's a selfish thing to do because you've got some, you know, cousins and nieces and nephews. And I think that's a really horrible thing to do. And I've heard of people before who've been invited to a wedding. Couples that are invited to a wedding and they go, oh, I'm a cone. Why not? Oh, they didn't invite the children. I've only got one child. They could have invited the child. They're no harm, like. They're going to do any harm. Like, they're related to them, for God's sake. And we're not going. And they get into the huff, and they won't go because the child wasn't invited. People are like that. They're quite strange people like that. But it is the bride's day, and the groom, obviously. It's her decision. Bernie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Bernie?
I'm great. How are you, Niall?
Good. Bernie, now, this is a bit of a dilemma this girl is in because her two bridesmaids have just had babies.
Okay.
So, and she doesn't want the babies at the wedding.
Okay, so what ages are the babies? Obviously, if they're pretty newborn and they've been breastfed, it's not fair to separate them from the mother, and it's going to be too long a day without her baby.
They could express, couldn't they?
But if you want them to be bridesmaids, they can only do some of the day. Let's be honest. It's not enjoyable if you're trying to breastfeed a baby at a few months old and, you know, spend a whole day at a wedding.
Mm.
You know, it's too long a separation.
But, I mean, some people just don't want children at a wedding.
I know, like, I mean, some people, when our kids were small, didn't want any, they had child-free weddings back in the day.
Not as much as nowadays. You see it more now.
Well, my husband stayed at home, so one of us went, and the other one stayed at home. Sure was no, I was gone home by 7 o'clock, because it's too long a day without seeing, you know,
yeah.
If I was on my own. So that's what we did to separate it, you know. But, like, at the end of the day, it's the bride's choice, I know. And if she can be, you know, if they could have a babysitter maybe for the small children maybe there to mind those
kids. She has suggested that. She said that she will pay for a babysitter for the two babies.
Right.
To have them nearby.
She has been reasonable. I can't say she's been unreasonable. However, depending on the age, I mean, if those children are only, say, 3 months old, it wouldn't be fair. I wouldn't go to the wedding myself. I'd cancel myself as a bridesmaid.
Right, so you just wouldn't be a bridesmaid.
I wouldn't. I'd say, look, we can get somebody else. I just wouldn't be able to do it. That's my personal thing. But, I mean, I have been at weddings where sometimes the children are more enjoyable than the adults. Well, you know, I actually got on. I had a great day with the kids. And
I'm not a fan
adults.
Of weddings, I'll be honest with you, Bernie.
No, me either. No, I'd rather be, I'd rather give the present. Like, and if they said, we're cutting the numbers, great. No, cut me out, that's fine, I've no problem.
It's like when I see a wedding invitation, it's like being asked to go to jury duty. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd watch paint dry. Don't ask me for wedding. I hate dressing up. Oh, my God, I hate dressing up.
It's the expense of it as well, apart from anything.
And I mean, everyone's there sitting after, and you have to get drunk before halfway if there's no meal is delayed, and there's photographs. And you're swinging around looking
Yeah, and Uncle Johnny and Auntie Mary are pissed out of their heads and they're gyrating on the dance floor. And
oh my God, no. I mean, I think I got to the stage where most of my people get married. You know, I'm just so delighted with the new weddings. Don't forgive me, but they only can buy 25. I'm so excited. I can't
but
go.
Is it mean? I mean, you often hear of people who are invited to a wedding and they'll say, oh, we're not going because the kids are not invited. We're not going. Peck them. And they get the huff, they put the hump on, like. I mean, is that right? I mean, that's a bit selfish in itself because the bride and groom have invited them. I mean, they can't invite everybody and they've decided it's their decision not to have children at a wedding because I probably disagree with you in the respect. I wouldn't have children. I don't think it's a place for children.
Well, as I said, it's like family weddings are different. Like every family, sometimes people really love having their nieces and nephews, depending on how many nieces and nephews is well attached to the family, could be a thing. And you know, it depends on the bride and groom at the end of the day. I mean, I would go, you know, if they do make it child-free, it's depending on the people. One partner could go, one could stay. It's not ideal, but if that's the way they can do it, at least one of them is at the wedding. Mm. But if they stay child-free, you try to take the road where, okay, one of us can go or one can stay. Mm. You know, depending on who the relationship is it, are you friends with the bride or are you friends with the groom?
I mean, Irish weddings more so are always a big family occasion. But the problem I find with weddings, particularly when it comes to children, is that you've got a lot of adults, because Irish weddings are so long in comparison to weddings around the world. Our weddings start at, like, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning and they don't finish till, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, the following morning. And it's a day of drinking. And because of the association we have with alcohol in this country, particularly, for that reason, I don't think it's a place for children because adults act inappropriately around children.
Well, yes, that's also true. But I think it's changing now. I think that the wedding situation is all changing in the country as well also. Mm. And the expense of it alone as well, like, you know, it's already an added expense. Some people spend up to 40,000 on weddings.
Oh, I know, ridiculous.
I mean, I'd rather give them the money and not go to the wedding. I think weddings are very, very, very expensive these day and age. And, like, at the end of the day, you can go into a registry office. My daughter did it there last March. She just went in herself and the three kids and they got married. They didn't invite even the parents, but they had a party for us afterwards. I thought that was very sensible because they've been together for over 19 years and they just wanted to, you know, make it legal. And
did they get to go away on honeymoon at all?
Not at all, no, because, you know, the kids went back to school the next day. And did it because they wanted to tie up the loose ends for legal reasons.
Right,
been together.
Yeah, I get that.
And so she still said, I can only have the bridesmaid and I can only have the best man, and that's all they had, and their children. And they went off and did it. And I thought that was very sensible.
Right, okay. So in this particular situation, getting back to this particular bride who started this conversation online, you're saying just get two new bridesmaids, essentially.
Yeah, probably just take the pressure off the two bridesmaids who have recently had children.
That'd be a little bit insulting to the mother. Like, they're probably her two best friends or her sister and her best friend or something like that. I don't know what the relationship of the
Well, I mean, I don't want, you know, as well as that, you got to wait. You know, if you put on weight over the, you know, during your pregnancy and you're trying to fit into the bridesmaid's dress and you've got leaky boobs and, you've got the magic knickers, it's enough.
You've just painted a very harsh picture there. Leaky boobs, overweight and the magic knickers on.
And all going well with the pregnancy, that you don't have a C-section that you have to worry about as well. So many things.
Bernie, thank you very much indeed. Kat, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing, Kat?
Not too bad, how are you?
Good. Do you have a cat, Kat?
I don't, actually.
Okay.
No.
Do you have a dog, Kat?
I don't, not at the moment, no.
No, okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Okay.
Kat, getting back to weddings. Is it a place for children?
I think so, and I do have two children, and they really enjoy weddings.
Okay.
So.
Well, they do. Well, children are going to enjoy them because it's a great day out, and they're drinking loads of Coca-Cola and orange, and they can run all over the place and go mad. So, of course, they'll enjoy. And there's a DJ, so they'll enjoy it. But is that the reason to have them there? Because a lot of brides and grooms don't want children anymore.
Well, I think it's fair enough if, you know, if the bride and groom state in the beginning that they don't want children at their wedding. It's their day, it's their wedding, and that's perfectly acceptable. Mm. But I don't agree that weddings are not a place for children. I think it's part of growing up. It's part of culture. You're watching two adults commit their lives to each other, and it's lovely. Weddings are lovely. Why should
yeah,
children
but,
not
but
be
Irish
there?
Irish weddings more so, and I do detect an English accent, so Irish weddings are different to English weddings in the sense that the weddings in this country tend to go on a bit longer. There's a
lot
more...
I'm going to shock you because I grew up in Ireland. I left England when I was 10. I just never lost my accent.
Oh, that's so, it's an amazing how you can keep an accent for so long.
Okay. I know, yeah.
I know. I have a mate of mine, actually, who left England when he was 4, and he has the strongest English accent you will ever hear. But either way, but the point I was making is, other countries, their weddings are different to ours. There's a lot more focus on the ceremony. There's a lot more focus on the whole, maybe if it's a humanist ceremony or whatever it is. And there's a lot more focus on the dancing and the event and the cake. And whereas over here, there's a lot of focus on alcohol. And that's why because I don't drink. So that's why I believe it's not appropriate for children to be around.
Well, I'm not a big drinker either, particularly because I have 2 children. So obviously I'm always in control so that I can be their mother. But
I mean, they're watching Uncle Johnny and Auntie Mary drunk and acting inappropriately. You know what I mean?
However, do you think it's a good idea to hide that kind of behaviour from children and that they should then learn that, you know, to hide from us if they're having alcohol? I don't believe in hiding the bad or the good. I think that children should, unfortunately, there are some situations where alcohol goes badly and, you know, Uncle Johnny has to be asked to leave or whatever. But
because he's gyrating on the dance floor with Auntie Mary.
Yeah, but, you know, and yes, it's shocking for the children, but I think children ought to be exposed to all
Do you think so?
Life.
I would agree as they become teenagers, absolutely, because they have to get ready for life. But I think when
I
they're very young
you
children...
I don't think you should hide anything from them. I think that they should understand from an early age that alcohol... While it can, you know, a couple of glasses of wine at dinner can be really enjoyable, you know, if you drink too much, you are likely to make an absolute fool of yourself. And why should... The children are extremely resilient, you know, so... And they learn like sponges. Mm-hmm. So I personally believe that if they learn that, you know, you're going to make an idiot of yourself on the dance floor, then it's a good... then it's a good thing, you know?
And by the way, back to this original topic, which started off with this story that I read on Reddit, which was about the bride who wasn't too happy about her 2 bridesmaids who have 2 babies they literally had only had, you know, their pregnancy during the time when she was asked to be bridesmaids. And she's saying, well, look, I've even gone as far as hiring a babysitter, but one of them is insisting on bringing the baby.
Yeah, personally, I wouldn't insist on bringing the baby, but I would bow out of the wedding ceremony because I don't think the bride is being unreasonable. I think she's doing everything she can to make it to make the day accessible and fun for everybody. But I personally wouldn't leave a newborn child with a stranger. Now, if I could get my mother, say, or someone to like come and sit with the newborn for a couple of hours
in the hotel room,
so I would try everything I could to make it. Make it possible. But if it wasn't, if the only option was to leave my newborn with a stranger, then I wouldn't do that. So
okay, well, stay there just a second. Getting back to the weddings and being a place for children, because Anthony, you're an Ireland's classic. It's you disagree with Kat. You don't believe they're a place for children.
No, I don't think so. No, they're not really.
Well, see, the whole point of a wedding is it's a whole family that are coming together. And this is, I suppose, the point Kat is making. That, you know, it's cousins, it's nephews, it's nieces, it's a celebration, it's a whole family and generations of people coming together. That's the point of a wedding. And
no,
children are part of that celebration, I suppose, is what she's saying.
No, that's not the point of a wedding. The point of a wedding is a man and a woman coming together and committing to each other. It's not a Hollywood production.
But it is a celebration. Otherwise,
it wouldn't be
a wedding.
But I was actually watching a documentary just last night about Princess Grace when she married Prince Rainey and she had to give up her Hollywood career and everything. Mm-hmm. And the two of them said afterwards they wanted a low-key wedding, but because they were high-profile people, they had to have all this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have friends and I have relations that got married in Rome and had their honeymoon in Rome, and there was no pressure on anybody. But this woman that sent you that email or whatever, she sounds like a bridezilla. Like, how inconsiderate of someone to get pregnant, like. They have to put their life on hold until I get married, until my wedding is over. I mean, I pity the poor groom, to be quite honest with you. I really do.
But she has put in, that's, it is her choice. And she has put in a provision. She's tried her best. The fiancé said he's even going to pay for a babysitter. Now, I mean, that might not be suitable for them. But in saying that, she's trying to work with them on it.
But that makes it sound even more controlling, do you not think?
Do you think that sounds controlling, Kat?
No, I don't. I personally wouldn't ask anybody not to bring their children to a wedding. Like, so I don't really understand.
Would you ask them not to get pregnant as well in the meantime?
No, I wouldn't do that either.
This is the point.
With what you were saying there about it just being between the man and the woman, it is two families coming together, and married couples, they are uniting two families, and I think that's really important. And, you know, some family members are children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to have cousins-in-law and brothers and sisters,
nieces and nephews,
and all sorts. And I think it is very important for everybody to celebrate with you.
I see what you mean, but at the same time, it can be done in private as well. Like I said, I have friends.
Forget about the private. I understand why people do that, by the way. That's a money thing sometimes as well. People will decide to go off to the Cayman Islands or whatever it is.
No, it's because they don't want to put pressure on anybody else.
That's
and
fine,
they just want to keep it to themselves.
That's fine. I get that. That's okay. Okay, but what we're talking about is people who will have the big wedding, the splash wedding in the big hotel.
Yeah.
But then they'll say, we're inviting, you know, Auntie Mary and Uncle Johnny, but you can leave your kids, you know, your five-year-olds at home. You're not bringing them. And then Auntie Mary and Uncle Johnny get the huff. And they go, well, we're not going unless our kids are invited. So what I'm saying is it a place for wedding or for children when there is a big wedding? I'm not talking about the private little weddings that you have in the Cayman Islands or in Rome or whatever it is. That's a different kettle of fish. But I mean, do you think it's an appropriate place for a child to be? Is that
no,
all?
No, it's not. No, in the past, I worked in hotels. I worked in a lot of hotels, and it is an absolute nightmare.
Well,
children
are
underneath tables, children running around, children bored. It's absolutely no place. All the parents are completely ratified.
Some of them are,
would be the nice word for it. And it's just, it's no place for children. It really isn't.
Hang on, Kat. Go ahead, I completely disagree.
And I worked in the hotel industry for a long time and was involved in wedding parties. And I just loved to see the children. They were always just so happy and laughing and having fun. And, you know, I mean, I was at a wedding recently where the couple in question actually bought like a massive box of colouring books and crayons and games and puzzles. And they left that in the area where everyone was eating, you know, and all the kids went over to this play area basically, you know, so, and they were all there and they were enjoying themselves.
And that might be fine for that. And that might be fine for that couple, but I can tell you now that wouldn't be my cup of tea.
That sounds like the Disneyland version of a wedding, to be quite honest.
Well, it was a beautiful wedding, it's true.
It sounds like
the bride
Disneyland.
Was particularly stunning.
Listen, I have to go into a break, Anthony and Kat, thank you very much indeed. I have to go into a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Yeah, I mean, look, that's lovely if that's what you want at your wedding, and Kat is right. If that's what you want at your wedding, it sounds like a lovely idea. You know, have a little sweet trolley over in the corner for them to start eating cola bottles and all that kind of stuff all day, and crayons and all that kind of thing, a little section, like a little creche for them. Wouldn't be my idea of a wedding, but for some people, that's a great idea. Is a wedding an appropriate place for children? Niamh, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you today. Niamh, I mean, firstly, have you been to many weddings in your lifetime?
Yes, including my own,
congratulations. When did you get married? Only recently?
No, 5 years ago.
Oh, well, that's recently, for God's sake. You're still young. All right. So did you have children at your wedding?
I just had my nephews. We're the only kids at the wedding at the time.
Right, okay. So, and were they young or older?
They were 6 and 4, I think, or
okay.
Something
and,
like that.
And,
yep.
that, and that was. Did you have other nieces and nephews or cousins or extended family that had children that you just didn't
know? I had cousins that would kind of be like sisters to me with children, and their children didn't come.
And how did anybody get a bit angsty about that? Anybody get a bit weird about that you weren't inviting their kids? Was there any problems? You don't have to mention their names, by the way. I'm just
saying. There was nobody complained. I think everybody just understood. Like, they're too expensive to be adding kids onto it as well. It's like,
yeah, okay.
I think it's unnecessary.
Yeah, well, it is. You're right. It is an added expense. But I know the way just some people can get weird. Oh, what? They're inviting us, but they're not inviting me children. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, oh, I've so heard it loads of times.
Yeah, so you're, because there's nothing worse than doing up the wedding invitations. There's always a row. Anyway, but your brother is getting married this weekend. Congratulations to him, by the way.
He is. Yeah, we're very excited. It was meant to be last year. So
what's the maximum amount at the moment? 50, is it?
25.
Oh, when is it going up to 50? In July, isn't it? July, is it?
July, yeah. So they just missed out, yeah.
All right,
but they don't mind. They're going ahead anyway.
go for it. You might as well, yeah. So I'm assuming, we can all understand at this moment why you wouldn't invite children, because that would take up a number, so to speak.
Yes, yeah. So, they have two little girls, and my little girl's the same age as their eldest. They're both three.
Yeah.
And she was meant to be a flower girl along with their two little ones.
Yeah.
And they said that they still wanted her when they found out that the kids were included in the 25. They still wanted her to be one, but myself and my husband just said no, because we didn't think it was fair, first of all, to take up a spot in the 25. And also, I mean, I had another baby last year, and I haven't been away from the two of them in over a year. So I'm looking forward, very much looking forward to a night away.
You're saying that now to me, Niamh, but you'll be in tears.
Oh, I won't.
You will.
No, I won't.
It'll be 12 o'clock midnight and he's sitting in the bed going, I wonder are they okay? I wonder are they okay? I wonder are they okay?
Oh, they'll be grand. They'll see me the next day.
Everybody says that. I can't wait to get away from them. Can't wait. And as soon as you get away from them, I wonder are they okay? I shouldn't have went. Oh, I feel so bad. I feel so guilty. Oh, God, what did I do? What did we need to go home. We need to go home now.
No, we don't.
Well, it is a bit silly, by the way, that they include children in those numbers. I think there should be an allowance made that it should be 25 adults, you know, and if there's children, obviously, that, because sometimes you'll have couples that might have kids nowadays, of course, because many people have children before they get married nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and then my sister-in-law, Sabina, I mean, she's from a big family and has loads of nieces and nephews.
Okay.
Well, actually, none of them can come.
Well, look, maybe when this is all over, you know, in a few months' time, hopefully, you know, they can have another get-together, I suppose, for everybody else.
Oh, they will.
Yeah. Okay.
the friends are planning it already.
But generally speaking, you don't believe that, you know, weddings, particularly a large wedding where there's a lot of alcohol being consumed, is a place for children anyway.
No, I don't think so. Now, I'm a non-drinker, but still, at the same time, I still don't think it's right to have many kids there, unless they're your own or extremely close to you.
Right, okay.
Because, like, our own wedding started at 1 o'clock in the day and didn't finish till 6 o'clock the following morning.
I know. That's a lot of alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of alcohol. And then, like, what are the kids supposed to do? Just sit in the room?
Yeah, they get
bored.
They can't
have babysitters that long. Like, they get bored. Kids are kids.
They're running around the dance floor. They're sliding on their knees. And, you know, that whole thing with the kid running along, sliding on his knees on the dance floor.
Yeah,
or dancing with a little girl who's always in a little frock. You kind of have these images of children, but they do get bored very, very quickly, and then they start getting cranky before it gets to be 10 o'clock at night and you have to do something with them. So listen, thank you, Niamh. Good luck at the wedding and the weekend.
Father.
Congratulations
thanks
to your brother, by the way.
And, thanks, Will.
And when you're sitting in the bed at 12 o'clock at night on that night, the first night you've been away from your children, and you're thinking to yourself, I wonder, are they okay? I want you to make sure you think of me as well, okay? Because you'll remember I said it to you, okay?
All right. Thanks
for having
me. Have a good one.
Bye.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.